22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough. For the male hormone formula, call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're about to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And we're going to be, thanks for joining us, first of all, on the American Voice Radio Network. Yeah, we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, the influenza seasons. We got some new research coming up here. And, you know, it's going to be fall before we know it. So we're just going to touch on it a little bit. We're not going to get too in-depth, but some new research that you probably want to think about as the flu season approaches. Also, we're going to be talking about some ancient drug addictions. Yeah, we'll see how much time we have left, and we do have a crack report. But before we get into all the great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind time, it grows short. And today's devotional, we're in Galatians 6, verse 9. It says, "And let us not be weary of well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not." I struggle with that sometimes. You know, I got to keep that in mind always. And also in Proverbs 11, verse 30, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." Yeah, lay up crowns in heaven, and mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, new study, Northwestern University, they identified some contributing factors they think that reflects on obesity and other health problems. They found that an overwhelming connection was related to prepackaged foods. They said the ultra-processed and unhealthy foods. So according to them, Americans are really bombarded with a lot of these ultra-high-processed foods, a lot of sugar, saturated fat, salts, and all that stuff. And they said the term ultra-processed really is defining the foods as an industrial formulation made entirely or mostly from substances extracted from the foods. So in other words, it's got oils, fats, sugars, starch, and proteins, but it's not a whole food anymore. That's why I trained up my children, three of them, when they were going food shopping. How it is, you're out there with the kids at the grocery store. "Mom, can I have this? Mom, can I have that?" I'd make them read the label of the ingredients. And my rule, no more than 8 ingredients. If it's more than 8, it's not a food anymore. Put it back. So if you give me a product with a label that looks like a whole paragraph that, you know, starts a novel, then, you know, hello, it's going back on the shelf. So they got the hang of that. They do that today. I am so blessed that they listened. All right, moving along in the quack report. Robotic contact lenses, Frank. Look at this. This is scientists. They've created this robotic
contact lens controlled by small eye movements, including if you blink. If you blink twice, it zooms in. You can have a zoom-in feature on your contact lens. Check this out. Pre-programmed by lenses that mimic your natural electric signals of the human eyeball, and they activate the lens. So even when the eye is closed, you can activate certain functions. University of California, San Diego is working on this. So they just actually studied how the natural eye worked with electrical potential impulses. They call them electro-ocular graphic signals, and they built it into their polymer contact lens. Anyway, it's not on the market yet, but anyway, so, I mean, what's next, right? And last but not least in the Quack Report, hey out there, very large study. Researchers at the University of South Australia was looking at some correlations between cognitive decline in the aging population and the consumption of nuts. And what they uncovered was there was a relationship between the amount of nuts that a person consumes and the cognitive function level. So they published their research in the Journal of Nutrition, Health, and Aging. So the point of their research was eating nuts protects your cognitive function. So go out there, grab some nuts. I'm a big fan of peanuts. I love peanuts. I love pecans and almonds. And every chance I get, I'm eating those or putting them in a dish I'm making. Put them on a salad. You know, it's a healthy snack. It's not the kind of fat that's going to be detrimental to you. It's actually the healthy kind. So grab some nuts out there and keep thinking. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Hey, Frank, if you could just adjust that volume down just a smidgen, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Best engineer in the business, Frank. Give a big round of applause to Frank. Anyway, we're going to be talking about influenza season. You know, most people know, hey, that the influenza strain that circulate, they're different from year to year. So according to some reports on the 2018 and 19 flu season, they say, hey, it was relatively mild. And the vaccine that was in use was 36% effective. So these statistics, you know, on the vaccine effectiveness and the number of flu deaths, I kind of take it with a grain of salt. And the reason is the health authorities do not separate influenza cases from respiratory bacterial infections like pneumonia or other viruses because physicians and hospitals normally don't test to identify the pathogen. Therefore, these cases are kind of lumped all into the one category called flu. Now, this tends to present an inaccurate number of flu cases and deaths, and it kind of skews the effectiveness of the report on your vaccine. So the art of predicting the flu strains in order to make the vaccine is really an educated guess. However, we read the reports every year proclaiming the vaccine is going to be saving hundreds of thousands of lives, and there is essentially really no hard data that can back that up, that the flu vaccines have a success rate like that. And likewise, there's really been really no data regarding testing and the safety of the influenza vaccines or a lot of vaccines in general. So vaccines have been and continue to be kind of a hypothesis or guess. You know, it's evolving. Yep, that's what it is. So the flu treatment's not based on scientific facts, but on a guesswork. Well, it's what we really have. So is there another way to prevent or even shorten influenza infections? We're going to find out. Got to take a little break. Be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about the influenza season. A little early, I know. We're not even into August, but we're just kind of, you know, we're priming the pump. We're getting you out there thinking about it. You know, because options, hey, options are a good thing. So if you're not fond of vaccines that contain all those other ingredients added to the infectious pathogens they contain, well, we're going to investigate what people have been able to do for thousands of years to protect themselves from flu. Now, the whole world really is aware that there are other alternatives with regard to flu protection. Cultures globally have been exercising these options for thousands of years, proving herbs work, and you pass on what works. You know, you do. You pass it on to the next generation. Well, let's look at some world research, because there have been some progress in the with regard to physicians and scientists conducting research on what does work in fighting off influenza strains. One particular fact to remember is, you know, your antibodies are made by your immune system when you have a fever of 101 degrees or higher. So the fever seems to be an important trigger to the immune system, and has many different cells to fight infections. And one cell in particular is the adaptogen cell. And it's able to take previous antibodies and adapt them to fit a new pathogen or even a mutated one. So vaccines are not capable of doing that. However, they are capable of weakening the immune system, which we tend to depend on our immune system for survival, and I've done countless shows on the scientific research that admits that's what's going on with vaccines. So if you missed those shows, hit the archive. All right, so let's look at this research in 2018 from the American Journal of Chinese Medicine. They stated that herbs contain antiviral compounds to fight flu infections. So this research was a systematic review, and the significance of that is the review was able to prove with high level of evidence to the effectiveness of medicinal herbs in fighting flu bugs. Now, one of the concerns that scientific medicine has is the mutation rate of the viruses. And according to the study, the scientific researchers were forced to explore alternative herb compounds with the antiviral effects. So the report is admitting science has known that these herbal antiviral agents have the ability to target the proteins and the pathways of influenza viruses and neutralize them. And what they want to do is study these herb compounds and find the mechanics involved in order to mimic that benefit in a drug. But, you know, hey, you already have the herbs, right? Well, let's look at another state, Ohio State. Most of all, you know, most, if not all of the universities now in the United States have scientific research labs. They tend to work on discovering the next drug that will treat disease. You know, they get a lot of research funding. So researchers at Ohio State University reviewed numerous studies on herbs that inhibit viruses, including influenza. And there's been this explosion of antiviral drugs in the last 20 years, but none of them can do what herbs can do to help neutralize the viruses. So herbs can make quick work of viruses by targeting the host cell. That is sending out hundreds of infectious seeds that corrupt healthy cells. And the herbs can destroy the chemical signaling pathways that these viruses use to replicate with. Therefore, scientific medicine has kind of known for a while that herbs have these efficient antiviral abilities. And global science knows this as well. So, oh, sorry, my button was pushed in, Frank. My fault. Okay, so we're gonna look at the herb market, because the market for dietary supplements was kind of underdeveloped in Europe for a while, but it did recently. There's a lot of demand for products there. The demand for herbal products grew pretty quickly. And it is still increasing, even though a lot of restrictions are in place. Now, could the European Union's regulatory laws remove herbs from the supplement market? And then, what's this motivation to do that, to remove these and prevent the use of these herbs and force people maybe to use the pharmaceutical replacements? Well, some people think that's the whole motivation behind a lot of these health authority rules now that's taken place in those 13 countries over there. Well, let's look at the EU for a second, removing a lot of herb access, basically. So the European Union Health Authority is not leaving too many stones unturned, really. They've written actually into the regulations on supplements. They're also highly regulating also the pet supplements. So they're targeted now as well. And what we have access to in the United States, and also we tend to take for granted, that has become unavailable to a lot of people in the European Union. They don't have the access to herbs we have. So their Food and Safety Authority has really banned a lot of herbs in the thousands, actually. And they've restricted herb supplement formulations to be made with just a single herb. So combination herb formulas over there are frowned upon. So if the herbs are not registered with the authorities, it's prohibited. Now, to register an herbal ingredient is time-consuming and expensive. So the companies able to comply with those regulations are the larger companies and the pharmaceutical companies. And by the way, the registration process is so difficult that few are able to comply. For example, applicants have to prove an herb has been used as a medicine for 30 years. You have to somehow prove that. How are you going to prove that? You know? I mean, and the thing is, the supportive proof that you could submit is also very restrictive. All right, here is a quote. You know Alex Jones? He's on InfoWars, that guy, you know. He said this once. He says, this is a massive infringement of each person's ability to protect and treat illness in ways he or she sees fit. Clearly, cloaked in issues of public safety, this EU directive and similar laws being considered in the world, including the United States, are nothing more than Big Pharma's attempt to wipe out the competition. End of quote. I kind of agree with that in several ways, and we'll get to some of it in a minute. Here's a quote from George Lewith. He's a professor of health research at Southampton University in the UK. He says, recent studies show at least 6 billion Britons used herbal medicine in the past 2 years. Up till now, the herbal medicine industry has been covered by the 1968 Medicines Act. Evidence for the efficiency of herbal medicines is growing. They may offer a cheap, safe, effective approach for many common complaints. And here's a quote from their newspaper, the UK Daily, April 2011. They said, many herbal remedies were lost with the new European Union regulations. Such herbs are only available to those who can afford the licensing registration process, which costs 6 figures. Mm-hmm. So that kind of limits the number of companies making herbal supplements, doesn't it? Down to a few big guys in the pharmaceuticals. All right, so what we see is this process of harmonizing foods and supplements. It's really not about protecting people, but it's really a way of taxing the people for a privilege of having access to natural therapies which work, and also making it so expensive for the masses that they're left with the pharmaceutical option. Think about it. When you highly regulate something, the cost of it goes up. I mean, 6 figures to get one herb product, a single herb ingredient product approved for the European Union market. One product is 6 figures. Same thing in Australia, by the way, because they're part of that. It's unreal. Well, you know, and herbs work. They do, because the scientific research, along with the empirical history of use, is really proving that herbs do work and are so effective that billions of people are using them instead of the pharmaceutical therapies. And this has really impacted the pockets of the drug companies to the extent they are, through regulatory bodies, removing your access to the medicinal herbs. This regulating agenda is ongoing. It's whittling away the accessibility to herb supplements, and they started their agenda in the European Union and in Canada, but they want to move it to the United States. So consider these points. Consider these points that if herbs were ineffective, right, they wouldn't be a threat, right? So if they were ineffective, there would be no market for them. People would not use them repeatedly. And there would be no empirical history of herbal use that got passed down, you know. And there would be no reason to remove them as a competition to drugs. And drug companies would not have taken compounds from herbs to make their drugs in the beginning. And there would be no expensive research to find out how medicinal herbs are antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, would there? Aha. Yep. Well, we gotta take a little break. We're gonna come back and we're gonna wrap up this little segment, and we may continue. I've got some other things along this line. We may consider this the flu hour. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk, and we're talking about influenza for a little bit here, just kind of getting your thoughts, processes, thinking, because fall will be here soon. You got, you know, if you're working in the medical industry, any kind of healthcare avenue, you know, it's required for many people in certain areas of the country, and it's they're working on that, getting that, you know, nationwide. So, and I know a lot of doctors and nurses that don't like getting the flu shot themselves. So I just wanted you to start, you know, digesting this information, regarding the flu season coming up. So, we're going to talk about herbs here too, because, you know, it's basically a poor man's medicine when you use your antiviral herbs to help your immune system fight viruses. So if we look at history, we find that herbs have been a very vital resource for humanity. So those who need scientific proof that herbs have a vital importance regarding health, well, now they're getting it with these new scientific reports. So the Holy Bible is also an authority. It's far above the scientific community. And if God says his herbs are as potent as meat to the body, are designed to serve man's body and to heal the nations, then that promise trumps the research. And you'll find those promises from Genesis to Revelation, Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, 14, and also Revelations 22, 2. So Americans need to be really vigilant that what has been happening in the European Union and in Canada doesn't happen in the United States. So control and greed are the driving factors at blocking access to medicinal herbs. And once you allow the powers to limit your access, it's going to be difficult to get it back. Imagine it being illegal to use hawthorn berries, which has been used as a vasodilator for cardio benefit. Imagine that being illegal for just a minute, right? Or how about your echinacea blend formulas, you know? Imagine that's illegal because it's more than one plant in there. Can't have that. So many people are really concerned also that if there should be any reason they cannot obtain, let's say, their lifelong prescription medications, what would they do? Well, for that reason, they're investigating. They're investigating herb medicine, those options, and being able to maybe get off their drugs. Always remember, herbs are strengtheners to the body and can help restore balance and function. Prescription drugs don't do that. They manage symptoms. And symptoms are just symptoms. They're not the cause of your problem. So call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog on their professional strength whole food formulations, and that's going to empower you. So they have a full line of immune support formulas and even have a pandemic kit. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just came endless, and it puts the power back in your hands, and that's where it belongs. Okay, so we have a little time here just to get a little additional snippet in on your flu stuff. Because I reported a while ago on scientific medicine engineering flu strain. You know, you think they're just mutating on their own. Aha! In 2011, the scientist publication had a warning of what's happening that's going to put human life at risk. And at the time, the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity was investigating a research group that was attempting to engineer the bird flu H5N1. They were re-engineering the strain, and they wanted to make it highly contagious among humans. So 5 forced mutations later, and the scientists were able to infect other mammals with the virus only meant for birds. So the public is never going to hear about this news. They're not going to hear about it in the papers or on TV. So when scientists achieve their ultimate goal, the public will hear that some animal virus mutated on its own over thousands of years and now it infects humans. That's what you're going to hear. You're not going to know they deliberately did that. So the edited re-engineered bird flu was presented at the September European Scientific Working Group on Influenza in Malta. Well, look what we can do now. We can create disease. We can make the pathogens more potent, more virile, more destructive. Here is a quote from the director of the Center of Biosecurity, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, Dr. Thomas Inglesby, who said, "It's just a bad idea for scientists to take an animal virus and turn it into a lethal and highly contagious human virus." I have nothing to say that would disagree with that statement. He's totally right on. All right, so it was that in 2011, so let's jump, that's 2011 now. Let's jump to 2019, and what we've learned is the National Institutes of Health has given approval to allow scientists to genetically modify influenza viruses. Now you're saying, no, they didn't do that. They did. The ban was lifted from the scientists, and they now can conduct their experiments of forced mutation and re-engineer flu strains. So this is despite the warnings other scientists voiced on a real threat that such work could cause massive death. So what was the compelling reason, do you suppose, scientists gave the National Institute of Health to lift their ban, let them do that? They said, we need to study these viruses to protect human health and to learn more about them to better be prepared for a pandemic. Well, hello, the brains on the National Institute of Health, didn't they say, well, couldn't your work actually create a pandemic? A deadly one. So where's the benefit then? Really? Here's a quote from Dr. Steven Salzberg. He's a professor of biomedical engineering at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. His statement is interesting. He says, "I cannot fathom why the U.S. National Institutes of Health have permitted the dangerous research and allowing it to happen. Re-engineering the flu to be more virulent is a terrible idea, and it has the potential to cause millions of deaths. I know of 2 scientists who have spent years trying to mutate the avian bird flu to spread between humans. One of the deadliest strains of avian flu circulating today is H5N1. As it has been able to infect humans and is deadlier than the regular human influenza. So this strain was not able to be transmitted from one human to another until 2 scientists, Ron Foucher of the Netherlands and Yoshihiro Kawaka of the University of Wisconsin, re-engineered the virus to gain its ability." End of quote. So that's where you're at with science out there. And now, you know, of course, they'll start a flu thing and they'll have a vaccine to sell you, you know. So what could have convinced the National Institutes of Health to lift this ban? It was not the hundreds of signatures from scientists around the world on a letter to the National Institute of Health declaring that such research is unwarranted, offered unprecedented risk. No, it couldn't have been the reason they lifted the ban when scientists were saying, don't do this. Not only were the scientists ignored by the National Institute of Health, they're setting rules for new funding for research in this area. They're expanding it. So these mad scientists are also the ones promoting the re-engineered viruses to be included in, your flu vaccine. That's right. The flu shot. Oh, you may hear it is a universal flu shot now. Oh, it'll get all the flus. It's the bomb. Dr. Schlossberg says this, the notion that anyone can predict a future pandemic strain is so precisely that we could design a vaccine based on a prediction is laughable. Yeah, he's truthful there. So Dr. Schlossberg just has confirmed that pandemics in which a vaccine is already to be used would be a deliberate hoax or a pandemic that is deliberately started. And some scientists project that the virulent influenza strains could kill up to 20% of the population or 100 million people. So to date, the most dangerous strain of influenza for humans is an A strain. And scientists are learning to change the surface of these viruses with amino acids and proteins to turn them into something it was not. Here is a quote from Dr. Michael Vahey, professor of School of Engineering and Applied Science, Washington University, St. Louis. Also, his work appeared in the journal Cell, November 9th, 2018. He says, we have the ability to label individual viruses. We can quantify how much of each protein they have per particle and what size that particle is. It is possible that a virulent animal flu virus with a high number of A strain can successfully attach to a human cell, creating new ways to make humans miserable with the flu. End of quote. That guy should be locked up. Really? He's a threat to humanity. Well, we have this era of scientific medicine. It's becoming ever more dominant, and it's overriding the health and well-being. The whole goal of medical science, first do no harm, is gone way out the window. So I think even the honest physicians are intimidated, threatened even. I think a lot of them feel deceived by a lot of the propaganda and the cover-ups designed to make the medical system make billions of more dollars on these products that we're supposed to protect and they're not. So I used to work in the halls of medicine. I saw stuff you don't even want to know about. And so, you know, you may wonder how your doctors sleep at night. You know, my doctor wouldn't do this. Oh, we got to take a break, Frank. Thank you for keeping me on point. I'm way past due. I'll be right back.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
There can be many reasons why we feel tired. tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talking about your influenza being re-engineered and doctors, I think a lot of doctors are disillusioned, you know, how the reason they got into medicine in the first place, and when they got there, they found out it was quite different. And I want to say, I'm not saying all doctors, but a huge amount of doctors are substance abusers. That's right. So according to the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, over 12% of physicians will struggle with substance abuse, and 50.3% are alcoholics, 35.9% are addicted to opioids. So this reveals that a good number of our doctors are upset, and they're treating their emotional distress with drugs and alcohol. And I've reported in the past, you know, new physicians coming into the industry, they say that real medicine is nothing like what you see on TV, which inspired them to become doctors in the first place. Oh, yeah, I got an eye-opener working at the hospital. Did I see stuff I didn't want to see? Defining an addiction, let's just define that real quick. Alcohol is the number one drug of choice, probably due to the fact it's easily acquired. It's not too expensive, and it is a legal substance. So what constitutes if you're an abuser of alcohol? You're considered an abuser if you're a heavy drinker, a binge drinker, or a drinker that is underage. So the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism is stating that moderate drinkers will consume one drink a day if they're female and two drinks if they're male. You're considered moderate. If you escalate the number of drinks, if you're a female, to four, and five drinks if you're a male within a 2-hour period every day, or at least once in a 30-day period, they say that defines binge drinking. Heavy drinkers will have five or more drinks five times or more in a 30-day period. So about 59 million drinkers in the United States are binge drinkers. 17 million are heavy drinkers. Now, the Global Drug Survey is reporting that fewer than 60% of drinkers recognize they have a drinking problem. Additional information from the survey shows that the heavy drinkers from America to Australia were the most aware that they had a habit that could harm themselves or others, while drinkers in Portugal seemed to be the least aware of that fact. So, I'm not saying your doctor particularly would be some sort of substance abuser because they're dissatisfied with their industry, but I'm saying 50% of the times that's what it is. Okay. And that's based on National Library of Medicine. All right. That's what they're saying. And, getting back to your flu thing though, I don't get flu shots personally. It's an artificial infection. And I learned this from virologists. And virologists study pathogens. And they work with, the scientific community and pharmaceutical companies usually designing a lot of treatments, whether viral or bacterial. And they're the first ones that will tell you they're either totally unaware that vaccines are detrimental, or they are aware and they don't touch them with a 10-foot pole personally, and their family doesn't either. I just think it's interesting. You see a lot of these doctors, especially the celebrity doctors, get on TV and they'll say, go get your flu shot. Flu season's going to be bad this year and blah, 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 blah. And they'll say that's on the evening news and on their talk shows. But then if you ask them, are you going to get a flu shot, or are your wife and children going to get one? They'll say no. And doctors and nurses don't like flu shots. They see the damage flu shots can bring in the hospital. They get these cases in Guillain-Barré syndrome a lot of the time. And some people, do have a bad reaction and die. So they see these things. Sometimes you'll see healthcare professionals, they'll have bracelets. They'll wear bracelets that will say that vaccines are unwarranted, so that if they're unconscious, the EMTs and other healthcare professionals will see that, and they'll automatically think, oh, he's allergic to the serums in vaccines. Sometimes instead of having a bracelet, which can come off the body, sometimes they'll tattoo it on themselves somewhere. I'm not kidding you. I worked in healthcare. So it's an interesting thing. They'll say to their patients, you want your flu shot, you should get one, but they don't want one for themselves. You should ask your doctor next time when he says, it's time to get for your flu shot. Ask him, did you get yours yet, doc? Ask him. If they're honest, they'll say no. So definitely do your homework on your treatments, all of them, no matter what they are. And personally, what I do for flu season myself, for my family, is we use our immune support strengthening herbs to heighten the immune system. Obviously, a lot of hand washing, right? But there's a lot you can do to really cut down on the likelihood that you'll pick up a flu strain. Now, in the likelihood that you do, occasionally it happens, Maybe you were celebrating too much for the holidays and you lowered your immune system and you got a flu bug, or some sort of virus. What I like to do for the flu in particular is, I don't lower the fever personally. It's part of the immune system that's killing the virus off. Once you lower the fever, you're going to be sicker longer. So if you keep the fever wet by drinking fluids, nothing dehydrating, by the way, nothing with caffeine in it. So, herbal teas, water, juices, things of that nature. Just keep the fever wet and you're flushing the virus out of the system, but you're allowing the immune system with the macrophages, your killer T cells made out of white blood cells, to kill the infection. So the higher the fever, actually, the more macrophages and killer T cells are released into the bloodstream to kill the infection. This scientific fact. So why in the world? I know they give it to you to make you feel more comfortable, but they turn off your immune system when they give you aspirin or Tylenol. So you may suffer for a day and a half, maybe 2 days at the most, feeling achy and feverish, but then you're over the flu. If you're going to take, the over-the-counter stuff for flu, you're going to be sick 5 to 7 days with the flu because you cut your immune system off at the knees when you took Tylenol and all that stuff. Now, what I do for the aches and pains is I'll take a couple of baths during the day. It helps relieve the tension in the muscles and the aches diminish. And I'll also use my echinaceas, my astragalus root. I'll use my ginsengs. A lot of times what I'll do, lots of garlic in chicken noodle soup. Just add some extra. Garlic is antiviral. And you can add it after you've warmed the soup. And it'll still be garlicky, but it won't kill off the potency of the garlic so much. And what I like to do is I like to put some liquid cayenne in my chicken noodle soup, like a squirt of it, because it's a circulatory agent that'll carry the garlic around the system quickly. It'll carry all my herbs around the system quickly. So it's just, it makes chicken noodle soup taste better, Frank, I think. You know, just, you know, you don't have to put a ton of it in. It's less than a quarter teaspoon. It's a few drops, 10 drops, maybe 10 drops, right? A smidgen. And it just, bam, it just brings that chicken noodle soup to life. And you'll feel better because you just, when you have your soup, you, even if you have the flu, you just feel better. And so you can use that with your echinaceas. I do. I like to use my three amigos with viruses all the time. Whenever I feel, like fatigued, I'm coming down with something. I don't know what it is. It's typically a virus comes on like that. Usually bacterial infections come on, boom, suddenly. So the virus kind of sneaks up on you. And I'll use my echinacea formulas along with my American ginseng and astragalus root. Those three together have this synergistic action that nips stuff in the bud. I'm not kidding. It is an amazing thing. So you can like feel like crap in the morning, take some of this stuff, and by the afternoon you're like, oh, I feel pretty much normal. You know, I'm not feeling sluggish. I'm not feeling like I'm coming down with something. So you have tools. You have medicinal tools. You have herbal tools. You still have access to them. They're still legal here in this country. Please, please. Stand up for your rights to have them, because they're going to be your backup medicines if you can't have access to other things. If you're looking, I think it's an empowering thing. Yep, I do. I think medical science shines in trauma care. You know, accident. You're in an accident, have to go to the hospital, and maybe you need surgery. I think it shines there. But for a lot of internal medicine issues, viruses, stuff like that, I think there's a better way, a gentler way, even a stronger way to deal with it. So immune systems are affected by inoculations or vaccines. I've heard this from an official virologist, used to be head of the FDA, Dr. Anthony Norris, and he says it weakens immune system. All these vaccines weaken immune system. And you genetically pass on weaknesses. So think about that. We're into 50-plus years of vaccine treatments, and people have very weak immunity. So when you use your immune-boosting herbs, you're just bringing your immune system back up to normal. That's what you're doing. I'm just about out of time. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get a free catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. 3663. The website's thepowerherbs.com. Empower yourself. Get your catalog. See what you can do. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.